Hello, Anna. Anetta, a warm welcome
Thank
to my
you.
video. Again, I've just learned something that you have to push the start button to record a video. Huh? We had such a great talk for 16 minutes, and now we try again.
Oh, one more time.
Would you like to introduce yourself and what you would like to talk about in the first video? Again.
My name is Annette Trevor-Glenn. I work as a soul healer. I've been doing that for the last 11 years, I guess. And what we're talking about is mind versus emotion versus, or and being a human here on Earth at the moment, and in the huge shift that's going on, and actually allowing us to feel the body. To feel emotions inside and not trying to mentalize it, which was easier. And then, more or less shutting off from the neck and down and just like, well, I know everything from the mind, but we forget one thing. The heart is 60% smarter than this one. So this one needs to shut the fuck.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about it all once. So, how can we get this video better? Take the best of the first one.
Maybe just to allow that emotions is actually just energy that's moving. And the problem is when it gets stuck and we have a tendency to hold on to the stuckness and then we forget actually to live. We forget
And
to
when
let
it
go.
gets stuck, it's because we are not taking care of our life. We are not taking choices that support our values and our needs. And
Maybe I'm brought up in a household where I was not allowed to be angry. That was not proper for a girl. And so I ate my anger and I ate it and I ate it and I ate it. And then it's like in my young adult, I need to, it was like, what, I'm allowed to be angry and I was not allowed. So it was just completely mess in my head to find out what is anger. And what can I actually use anger for? Anger is not like, oh, okay, it's really heavy. No, but when you use it properly, it can be really a huge stepping stone to say, okay, no, this is my border, and then I can move on. But we forget emotions. We forget, and then we get stuck in how I'm supposed to live. And yeah.
And as we talked about before, when we do not dare to feel the feelings and it gets stuck in the bottom in the long term, and it can be in the short term as well, we get sick.
Yeah.
I call it unbalanced, but we have a
Is
word used a lot that we are getting sick at the, in my opinion, we only do not listen to ourselves and our body.
Yeah, we run around like this. And the body is so clever. It knows freaking fucking everything. Sorry for my cursing.
Okay.
But it's we remember everything from the second the egg and the sperm meet each other. We feel all the emotions our mum has when she carries us. We feel her in the young years when she breastfeeds us or whatever she does. And then we have a tendency, we get mixed up. We don't know what's my emotions, what's my mum, and if my father is there and he's angry, maybe he's angry at me, and everything gets like in a big pot, and you don't know what is what and where does it come from, because we don't talk to each other, we don't tell the stories, we don't tell like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm fucked up today, something happened at work, and then. It's nothing to do with you. I just need to, balance myself doing something.
Yeah, we have to take responsibility
Yeah.
and allow that it there's no there's no wrong in being angry or sad or anything. But when we get older, we have to take responsibility.
I remember as like I met a girl this summer, and she said to me, "Well, I miss seeing you really, really happy." And I just lost my father this spring, and I was like, "Well, I'm not happy. You know, it's okay to be in the emotions where I miss him and I miss my mum." And but she was like, "No, you're supposed to be happy." And I was just like, "Well, I'm not fucking happy.
No,
I'm sad. I miss my parents, and I need to deal with that. And maybe that will take me 10 years, maybe it'll take me 2 weeks, 3 months, I don't know. But I need to allow it to."
And I think it's very interesting because we had a lot of sickness and death in my family as well for the last 6 months. And just to feel the difference about naturally grief and take the time for that, I could feel two different kinds of emotions. I could feel some of my surroundings. It was such a heavy emotion. But other people had a healthy, sad. I'm sad right now. I'm grieving because I've lost my best friend. It's okay.
But it's okay to grieve.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Okay, well, then I'm happy again. Like, no, I'm still grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite funny here in Denmark. We're not really good at talking to people who are grieving.
Mm.
It's like, well, so let's talk about something else. You know, don't talk about the death or the people who died or what they've done or. It's like, well, they still live. They still live inside me. So why not honoring them?
I think it's so exciting. One of the death in my relations was my very best friend. And we had such an open communication all the time. And see the process and feel the process that we can talk about everything. We can talk about death. We can talk about when I go to the other side. And I thought, I still have to take responsibility because I will hear from her if I don't. We talked about everything.
Yeah.
So when I are sad now, it's because I miss some of the wonderful conversation, but I can feel that it's a healthy sadness. Yeah. It's a healthy sadness. I still have a lot of things to be happy about in my life and in the world. And I have a lot of focus on that.
Yeah,
but I also sometimes I'm sad because I miss her. She was a great personality and a great friend.
Yeah, and of course you miss. It's like, but to allow it, and just, you know, sometimes I sit drinking a cup of tea or coffee, and of course I miss having a conversation with my mum or my dad, you know, whatever. But sometimes I can just sit and I can sit outside in nature drinking my tea and just I can feel them.
Yeah.
And I was just, okay, I know what you're going to say. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. La, la, la. But it's such a blessing to feel them.
Yeah.
And to feel the emotions. Okay, I know it. But it's like we talked about before with babies.
Yeah. And if we dare to feel it, because I went to her house to say goodbye. I just had to sit there and just, I have helped her a lot during her sickness. I sat in the chair and I saw we were drinking there and we had those conversations there. And I dared to feel the emotions and it didn't take 10, 15 minutes. I could feel, you're not supposed to sit here. You're supposed to get out and live your life.
Yeah.
But I took the time, and when I dared to feel it, yeah, okay, that was it. Get out.
Well, it's also, that's what we are supposed to do, so to say it like that. But what we normally do is like, well, no, the emotion is too heavy, so I try to avoid it. I don't want to really feel it. And well, it doesn't go away. It's going to stay there until you're going to look at it and going, okay, I really, really miss you. I really, really miss the conversations, the feelings we had. And when we feel that,
What can I do to bring more joy in my life?
Yeah.
Then we can look at possibilities.
Yeah. And for me, especially with parents, grandparents, you know, people in my lineage, I can feel them inside. It's so funny because when, maybe not the right word, but my mom passed 3 years ago. A few months later, I was watching telly one evening with my then boyfriend, and suddenly I could just feel my mum within me. And I just started crying, and he was just looked at me, and I went, you know, just leave me alone because I need to just feel this. And it's just like the feeling of her within was such a blessing. And I just knew she is what she's supposed to be, and she just came to say hello. And then, but yeah, it's amazing.
I think it's so interesting because the first video that I forgot to record, in a lot of ways, it was another conversation.
Completely.
So that's interesting that we're now talking about life and death.
Yeah. But that's what's life about. You know, we're all going to die, or the flesh is going to leave us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can also say that all the emotions is a possibility to experience.
Yeah. But this is like many people live in such a narrow world with so few emotions. They're angry, they're happy, they have lust, and there may be no grief. And you're going, what about the others? What about the other 20, 50 million emotions there are? But we are not, you know, we're not used to feel emotions because it's...
No, and exactly. If we are not taught that it is okay, we shut them down. I have a very, very good example with that. I don't have any problem. It's not me, but a person I know very well. I don't have any problems. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. I'm not stressed. Excuse me. But... Yeah. Be with love with the person, because if they haven't taught to, it's okay to be stressed, it's okay to be sad, or what do I know, right? Yeah.
But it's also what I'm really noticing at the moment is people of, not everybody, but a lot of people are so busy doing whatever they're doing, so they don't feel the emotions. It's like you can't run away from emotions. They will still be there.
Mm.
So when people finally go on holiday, well, they start 1 week getting sick. Yeah, the body's got like, okay, well, it's time.
Yeah, finally, I have the time to try to get in balance.
Yeah. So it's just like, you're like, relax, go in nature, have a cup of coffee, have a cup of tea, relax.
Yeah.
And enjoy the cup of whatever you're drinking.
Mm. Yeah.
And then, for fuck's sake, breathe.
Yeah. And keep it simple, really, as you said now, and as you said in the first video, just to breathe, you can heal a lot of stuff. Yeah. If you dare to breathe, and if you dare to breathe through your emotions, you get...
It's like we talked about before, it's like watching a baby.
Mm.
They scream, they shit, they laugh, they sleep, life is simple.
If I'm hurt, I cry. Oh, now, hey, there's a flower. Now I'm happy. I see a flower. Doom, doom. I love them. I think it's so inspired to watch them be in life, right?
Yeah, it's like, bing, it's, yeah, I love it.
You have 1 minute left to end this video. What would you like to share?
Slow down. Slow down. I used to work so much, and I used to run away from everything that was me. It was when I stopped, turned around, and actually went within, the magic started. Before it was whoop, 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 and there was no earthiness, there was no physical enjoyment. It was just like, well, mentally I know, but I didn't feel anything. I couldn't. There was no connection with the body.
No.
Connection so with the belly.
Leadership inside out.
Oh, yes.
Now, and now a sentence, but no more, no less, it's quite important, right?
Very important.
Thank you.
See you.
Thank you for joining. Bye.
Bye.